When diagnosing heart problems, doctors routinely do tests for plumbing problems, obstructions that could restrict blood flow to the heart and cause a heart attack. They also do stress tests, nuclear tests, and EKGs routinely, but those tests only give them half the story. For the complete picture, we are speaking with Dr. Robert Segal of Manhattan Cardiology, a prominent New York cardiologist. Dr. Segal, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, doctor, the common perception is that blockage or obstructions are responsible for the majority of heart problems. Is this the case?
It's only part of the answer. Heart disease is the most common cause of death in the United States, but there are many other causes of heart disease or death due to heart disease. And one of those causes are electrical disturbances that create sudden cardiac death or sudden cardiac arrest. In and of itself, sudden cardiac death is much different than heart disease or blocked artery. Sudden cardiac death is an unexpected death that occurs within 1 to 2 hours of the onset of symptoms, and it's usually due to arrhythmias.
What can be done to diagnose electrical problems early?
Well, there's non-invasive and invasive technology now that looks to assess who is at risk for sudden cardiac death. In my center, we go the non-invasive route with microvolt T-wave alternance testing to assess the beat-to-beat fluctuation of abnormalities on an EKG that would lead us to understand who's at risk for dangerous arrhythmias that may lead to sudden cardiac death, meaning that we use a stress test as part of our way of understanding what the physiology is when assessing patients with a blocked artery or plumbing issue. The T-wave alternance testing looks at the other issue, the electrical issue, and we assess these patients by not only giving them an answer on their plumbing, but we can look at their electrical system and assess them for sudden cardiac death, which is probably one of the most prevalent causes of why people die early in life, and we treat it very seriously.
That really is great news. Dr. Segal, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure. It was a pleasure being here.
We've been speaking with Dr. Robert Segal. For more information about the non-invasive microvolt T-wave alternance diagnostic test for sudden cardiac arrest, and to find physicians who perform the test, please go to www.cambridgeheart.com.